Now the next pair of surahs and the last of these 10. These two surahs concern the family life of the mu'mineen believers. And first of all, it must be noted that the family life and family laws are so important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that nothing has been discussed in the Quran in that much detail in which the family laws are given in the Quran. Full 5 sections of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then you have in Surah Ahzab, in Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Nur, family law. Now regarding this family life, there can be 2 extremes. One extreme is that the husband and the wife, they are not going well with each other. There are some disputes. So the extreme will be talaq. But what are the rules of talaq? What are the etiquettes of talaq? This is the subject of Surah Talaq. The other is extreme love. Love between the spouses is something which is required. It must be there. But to an extent. Not to the extent that it disturbs the boundaries of Allah's Sharia. So that extreme discussed in Surah Al-Kahf, and both attached together here. And they become a very beautiful pair. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iza talaqtum al-nisa, when you divorce your women. But here, the address is to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never divorced any wife. But actually, the address is to the Muslims through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you divorce your women, your wives, فَتَلَّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ. This divorcing should be according to the prescribed timings. وَحَسُرِدَّ. And then keep the count of the waiting period. After the divorce, there is a period in which that woman cannot marry anybody else. Waiting period. Iddah. وَتَّقُوا اللَّهُ رَبَّكُمْ. And have fear of Allah, who is your Lord. لَا تُخْرِجُوهُنَّ مِنْ بُيُوتِهُنَّ. Don't expel them from their houses. During this waiting period, the wife should remain in the house of the husband, not go out. وَلَا يَخْرُجْنَا. And they themselves are also not allowed to go out. إِلَّا يَعْتِينَ بِفَاحِسَةٍ مُبَيِّنَا. Except the extreme condition that they might have committed some extreme indecency, and that is adultery. That is an exception. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّى حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. And whosoever crosses over the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he has done wrong to himself. And you know not that Allah may cause there after something new to take place. Maybe when during that iddat, the waiting period, the wife is in the same house. Maybe you feel inclined towards her. Maybe you take your talaq back. So let her be there. Not turn them out. Allah wants that when the marriage is there, its best is that it should continue. Only in extreme conditions where, you know, they become absolutely incompatible, then there is separation. So if they remain close, maybe, then the conditions of the feelings of a man can change. فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنَّ. When they have completed their period, time period of waiting, فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ فَارِقُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. So now either you keep them with you, you take your talaq back, but it should be in a respectable way. أَوْ فَارِقُوهُنَّ. Or get separated. بِمَعْرُوفٍ. But this should also be in a very respectable way. وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ أَذْنٍ مِّنْكُمْ. And you call to witness 2 men of equity from among yourselves. Zal, waqimu shahadat lillah. And second the testimony for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكُمْ يُوعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. By that is exhorted he who believes in Allah and the last day. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whosoever has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ هَذُ لَا يَحْتَظِمْ. And he provides them with sustenance from where he expects not. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And whosoever have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He is all sufficient for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Verily Allah ta'ala attains his purpose. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed a measure for everything. وَاللَّهِ يَشْرَنْ مِنْ مَحِيزٍ نِسَائِكُمْ. As for those women among you who have despaired of menstruation, who have entered the menopause, no periods now coming. In ittaqtum, if you are in doubt, فَإِدَّتُهُنَّ سَلَاسَةُ أَشْهُرٍ. Their waiting period is 3 months. وَاللَّهِ لَمْ يَحِزْنَ. Also goes, maybe the marriage was in a very young age and the girl was still not menstruating. وَاللَّهِ لَمْ يَحِزْنَ. For them also, 3 months. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ. As for those who are pregnant, أَجَلُهُنَّ يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. For them the waiting period is when they deliver their load or their burden. So if one woman is divorced today and a month later she was pregnant and she delivered the child, now in the hadith, she can marry another man now. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And whosoever fears Allah, Allah Ta'ala will produce ease in his affairs. ذَلِكَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنزَلَهُ إِلَيْكُمْ. He has sent down on you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. Whosoever fears Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expunge from his record his shortcomings. وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And he will magnify for him his reward. أَسْكَنُوهُنَّ مِنْ هَيْثُ سَكَنْتُمْ مِنْ وَجْدِكُمْ. You lodge them during that waiting period where they have to stay at your house. Lodge them where you are lodging. Not that you are living in a big house and, you know, in a servant quarter you say, go there for this waiting period. No. Respectively. In wujdikum, according to your means. لَا تُضَارُوهُنَّ لِتُضَيِّقُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ. And do not hurt them and make life miserable for them so that they leave your home themselves. وَإِن كُنَّ أُولَاتِ حَمْلٍ. And if they are pregnant, فَأَنْفِقُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ. So, go on spending on them. حَتَّى يَضَعْنَا حَمْلَهُنَّ. Till that time, that they deliver their child. فَإِنْ أَرْضَانَ لَكُمْ. If they are ready to settle for you, فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ. In that case, you have to pay them the wages. وَآتَمِرُوا بَيْنَكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. And you should decide matters amongst you by mutual consultation. وَإِنْ تَعَثَرْتُمْ. And if you have become very hard on each other, you can't agree, فَسَتُرْضُوا لَهُ أُخْرَى. Then some other woman should settle her, the child, not the mother. لَيُنْفِرْ سُوْسَاتٍ مِنْ سَعَاتِهِ. Let the man of abundance expend out of his abundance. وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ. And whosoever whose provision is restricted, let him spend out of what Allah has given him. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَاهَا. Allah does not hold any soul responsible save for what he has given it. سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the ease after hardship. وَكَيِّمٍ قَرْيَةٍ أَتَتْنَا مِنْ رَبِّهَا. And how many townships have passed who revolted against the command of their Lord, وَرُسُلِهِ, and his messengers. فَحَاسَبْنَاهَا حِسَابًا سَدِيدًا. So we called it to a severe account. وَعَذَّبْنَاهَا عَذَابًا نُكْرًا. And chastised it with a horrible chastisement. فَزَاقَتْ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهَا. So it tasted the whiskey for its conduct, and the end of its affair was وَكَانَ عَاقِبَةُ أَمْرِهَا خُسْرًا, loss and destruction. عَضَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Allah has prepared for them a severe torment and chastisement. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So fear Allah, O men of understanding. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that is those who believe. قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed sent down to you a reminding and admonition. And what is that reminding and admonition? رَسُولًا يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. A messenger reciting unto you the illuminating revelations of Allah, ayatillahi mubayyinatin, liyukhrij allatheena amanu wa amilus salihat, so that he should take out those who believe and do good deeds, min az-zulumati ila an-nur, take them out from the depths and shades of darkness into the light. Wa man yu'min billahi wa ya'mal salihan, whosoever believes in Allah and does good deeds, yudkhilhu jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, he will make them enter. Those gardens underneath which rivers will be flowing. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will remain in them, abide there forever, forever. قَدْ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِزْقًا. Allah has made very good provision for him. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. Now this ayah is from amongst the ayat al-mutashabihat. We can't understand exact connotation of this ayah till now. اللہ الذي خلق سبع سماوات. Allah is He who has created seven heavens. ومن الأرض مثلهن. And of the earth their life. Seven earths. This is the literal translation. But what does it mean, we don't know. Up till now we don't know. Maybe at some later stage this reality also appears. And it should appear. It shall appear, inshallah. يتنظر الأمر بينهن. Between them, among them, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful over everything. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. And that Allah has encompassed everything in His knowledge. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.